Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 18th day of the month of Tammuz. We continue to direct our thoughts and our prayers, our tefillot, for all those impacted by the tragic building collapse last week in Surfside, Florida. We ask that you please keep all of those who are missing and their families in your tefillot, in your prayers. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Asher Yablok of Or Yisrael of Tenafly in Bergen County, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Yablok slowly reciting our four daily chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach, Becholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Yablok.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to share some words of chizuk. This is a tremendous call to be on, people and interrupting their routines to gain some chizuk and inspiration and to keep in mind other members of Klal Yisrael. It's been a long many months of many uncertain times, and it feels as we begin the 3 weeks that yet again we have our thoughts and prayers towards Achinu Bnei Yisrael who are suffering. Indeed, we say in Kinos, Espod b'chol shana v'shana misbeit chadash. It appears that there's always an opportunity for us to reflect and join in others who may be suffering. And it's a privilege to do so together today with those of you who are interrupting their routines. As we'll see in a moment, that is a special opportunity, and I'll explain what I mean. Just yesterday, I was walking home with my son from shul, and he said it's kind of awkward to have my last day before camp be Shavasar B'Tammuz, be the fast of the 17th of Tammuz. It doesn't feel like a proper last day home. And not only was he counting down the moments because he was fasting, but he was also counting down the moments because it was uncomfortable. And it feels to me that quite often when we approach periods of mourning or suffering, certainly the 3 weeks, which are far removed from the actual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash of the temple in Jerusalem, it feels like it's easier just to count down. When is this going to be over? When are these uncomfortable days going to be over? Many have the minhagim of the 3 weeks to refrain from live music and other practices that are uncomfortable, and that's typically it's inappropriate for a 13-year-old, but quite often even adults are uncomfortable and count down the days till the days pass. But we'll see that it's actually important. And my response to him when he said that was, that's not really our approach. Our approach to life is we don't want to count down moments. We want to experience moments, some good and some bad. But we have to experience those moments and be present in those moments. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as observing that Tisha B'Av is described as a mo'ed, which is why we won't say tachanun on Tisha B'Av. He notes that it doesn't seem to appear in the Gemara, but it's certainly brought in Shulchan Aruch lehalacha, that we won't say tachanun on Tisha B'Av because it's a moed. But what does that mean? It's a different type of holiday, a different type of moed than the other Yomim Tovim, and indeed each one comes with it. We know what to do on Sukkot. We know what to do on Pesach. What are we to do? What are we obligated to do on the moed, on the moment of Tisha B'Av, where there's something that's supposed to be on our hearts and our minds? And I'm drawn on a call with everybody who's taking their time from their routines to reflect. I'm drawn to a story that's recorded in the Gemara in the Maseches Sota on Memches Amud Beis 48b, which describes Eliezer the Ira, Eliezer the small, but really means the humble. He was known for his exceptional humility. And he was observed walking out with different shoes, with dark shoes. And the elders of the community said, what is this that you're wearing different shoes? And he said, well, I'm observing mourning for the Jewish people, for Yerushalayim, for the loss of the Beit HaMikdash. And they said, you're important enough to mourn over the loss of the Beit HaMikdash? And they were considering him to be out of lane, out of line, to be demonstrating such public mourning, which is usually reserved for the greatest of people. And they wanted to separate him from the rest of the people, saying this type of character, this type of public demonstration of greatness is not appropriate. And he said, what do you mean, Gavra Rabbana? I am a great person. It's not entirely for now to figure out how somebody who is well known for his humility could be described as would describe himself as a Gavra Rabba, as a great person. It doesn't seem to fit with his humility. There's much to unpack there. But for us today, it's a different note that we have to observe. What is it about greatness that, what is it about mourning for the Beit HaMikdash that's reserved for greatness? Why do those two go hand in hand? And I'd like to suggest, again, as I'm privileged to join you on this call, that it does require a certain amount of greatness to notice the moment and to be present and to recognize that if someone is suffering, or if we're all suffering, or whatever the theme and the tone of the day is, as we say, to read the room, it requires a certain amount of greatness to be present in that moment and to tap into whatever energy or tone is expected of a Jewish person at that time. And that means sometimes being elated, sometimes joining in simcha, and sometimes it means joining in prayer and in concern and in mourning. But at every point, the idea is to be present. And the idea of greatness and what sometimes requires greatness is to stop what you're doing and think what's going on today, what's happening to the Jewish people today, what should be on our hearts and our minds today as we experience a day without ever, like my son expressed to me, counting down the moments or just wishing they would move past, but really to be present. At the same time, and I'll close with this, the question is, it's hard to be present in a moment of suffering. Many people want those moments to go and to move. And we daven that a Tisha B'Av will be turned to a day of celebration rather than a day of mourning. So what is supposed to be on our hearts and minds during that moment of Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks that have just begun yesterday? I'd like to share two perspectives. One is from Rav Soloveitchik in his famous lectures on the themes of Tisha B'Av, where he mentioned it's a day of Teshuvah. The avoda, the work that one can do on Tisha B'Av, is to repent, is to reflect on characters, elements that can be corrected in hopes of improving and inspiring greatness. It's a little bit hard to preach tshuva at this time, considering how much reflection we've done as a community over the course of this pandemic, and where our thoughts and prayers are with for peace and stability in Eretz Yisrael and here in the United States. So that message is certainly true, and he writes extensively about how not only is Tisha B'Av a day where we are reminded to repent, but we're actually told we will. We're promised, the Rambam notes, we're promised that the Jewish people will seek repentance. We're drawn back to the Creator, and we're drawn back to our people and to our home. And it's a sense of comfort knowing that the Jewish people, even when we stray, we seek repentance. But again, it's hard to preach that. At the same time, Rav Yisrael Salanter is quoted as having said, one can reach the heights of closeness to God on Tisha B'Av, similar to that of Yom Kippur. And many of his students in the Musar movement have tried to interpret what that means, especially when Tisha B'Av is such a day of mourning. We refrain from studying many portions of Torah. We're not even wearing our tefillin in the morning. That sense of sanctity is kind of removed. We pull away the parochas for the Aaron. We have demonstrations of distance from Hashem. How is it that one can reach that closeness? And my final thought to you before we turn to some kapitlach of Tehillim is that it's through our character. It's through the goodness of the Jewish people and through being present and recognizing when there is suffering and where there are those who are in need of our tefillos, that's a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We connect to our people and we reconnect to our values. And if I'd like to suggest the avoda, the work that Rabbi Shlomo Salanter meant, is similar to tshuva, but it's more simply being present in the moment, understanding what one is experiencing, and refining one's character through that. Being thoughtful and mindful of other people's suffering and other people's needs is a way of imitating a Kadosh Baruch Hu's own care and concern for us. And even if we experience moments where we're far from him, we take solace in knowing that he says that we will always reconnect. And by imitating those qualities and by being mindful and thoughtful of others and reaching out, especially during these 3 weeks, especially when those are suffering in Surfside, especially when there are many needs still connected to the pandemic, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these 3 weeks that we're mindful of those who are suffering, we're aiming to imitate him and improve our character, just like the pausing for a moment in the middle of a day to listen to a call like this, we demonstrate that we certainly can grow and close that gap and hopefully bring us closer to the Beis HaMikdash and bring us closer to Avinu Shebaas Shamayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which can be achieved during these difficult days of the 3 weeks. We'll now turn to the Tehillim. We will begin with Kapitel Kaf.
20.
Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai Biyom Tara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchotecha V'olaslecha Yidashin Estela Yitein Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Atoslecha Yimalei Niranana Vishuasecha U'vishem Eloheinu Nidgol Imale Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata Yodati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Ya'aneu Mishmei Kadcho Bigvuros Yesha Yemino E Levarechev Ve Levasusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir E Makaru V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'Yom Kareinu. We turn to Tehillim, Perek Kaf Gimel, 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, Binos Desha Yarbiteni, Almei Menuchos Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yishovev, Yanchini V'Magli Tzedek L'Man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech B'Geis Almaves, Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi, Shivtecha Mishantecha Heimai Nachamumi. Taruch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai, Ishanta vashemen roshi kosi rivaya, Achto vachesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai, Vishavti beveis Adonai leorech yamim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir lamalos, Esto enai al heharim, Me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei shamayim va'aret, Al yitein lamot raglecha, Al yanum shomerecha, Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai filcha, Al yad yeminecha, Yomam ha'shemesh v'lo yakecha, V'yareyach v'loyla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tezcha Uvoecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir HaMalos Mimamakim, Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tiena Oznecha Kashuvos, V'Kol Tachanunoi, Im Avonos Tishmarya, Adonai Mia Amod, Ki Imchas Elicha Lema Antivorei, Kivis the Adonai Kivisa Napshi, Vilidvaro Hochalti, Nafshi ladonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai acheset v'harmei mofidus, v'hu yistet Yisrael nikol adonotav. Yisaberach Abbasenu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech Yirati Es Asolim. Bavur Sakola Kal Azemis Balim Bavuram. Bishkarze Akadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alehem L'Hachlimam L'Rachostam L'Hachaznikam L'Hachiyotam Bishlach Lehem Mehera Rufuah Shalema Min Hashamayim L'Merach L'Ramach Av Evarehem U'Shasagidehem B'Sov Sharko L'Yisrael Rufuah HaNefesh Rufuah HaGuf Hashta Bagalo Bizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael mizdun b'tora v'shivya ha'omdim b'im b'yam b'im b'yam asha ha'makam yachim aleim v'yotim efeilom reshiv l'gula ashta v'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Yablach. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need, especially, again, thinking of all of those in Surfside, will be answered, latova for good, and anything, whatever it might be, that all of us are individually and collectively praying for our answer, latova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Ruby with Knesset Israel Congregation in Birmingham, Alabama. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.